Hi there, this is Harry and welcome back to my Advanced English Lessons with Harry. And what we're going to talk to you about today are actually adjectives. So the lesson today is based on adjectives, and these are advanced adjectives that we use to describe people. Now, unusually now, I have actually 12, not 10. I usually have a list of 10. I don't know why I've got 12. So I'm going to go down through the list of 12. Okay, that's called the 12 disciples. Go down through the list of 12, and I'll go back through them individually and give you an example one by one. Okay, now, here they are. So some of them are positive and some of them are negative. I'll give you positive and negatives as we go through them. Sensible, it's positive. Sensitive, somewhat neutral, it could be, depends on how you look at the person, positive or negative, more positive than negative. Assertive, very positive, assertive. Competitive, okay, and that can be a little bit negative if you're too competitive, a bit like me, a little bit too competitive at times. Greedy, very definitely a negative, greedy. Arrogant, another very definite on the negative side, negative, arrogant. Thick, well, thick can have a meaning of a bit stupid, so a little bit negative. Patronizing, again, a little bit negative, patronizing. Obnoxious, very definitely negative, obnoxious. Pretentious, also a little bit negative, pretentious. Ruthless. And down to earth. Okay, so let's go through them one by one. Number one, sensible. Well, when somebody is sensible, they take the right approach to something without taking risk. It's sensible when you're standing at the side of the road to look right and left to make sure there's no traffic coming, not just walk across the road without having a care in the world. Okay, so you're sensible about it. You're sensible in the way you approach the problem that your child might have at school. So when he comes home and he's got a bloody nose or some little problem, you don't run down to school shouting and screaming. You sit down in a sensible way with him and try to find out exactly what happened and then try to find or think about the best way to deal with the problem. And that would be sensible. Yeah? He's very sensible. He doesn't do things without thinking about the risk. He won't just run off with his friend and not tell us where he is going. He's really, really sensible. It's a sensible thing to do. So when you're sensible, you take certain precautions. You don't do things just in a risky way. Okay. Now, sensible is the next word, and sensitive is the next word, and these two words get confused, sensible and sensitive, because in some languages they actually have the same word, so it's hard to distinguish. But in English, sensible and also sensitive. So when somebody is sensitive, their feelings are a little bit close to the surface. So, you know, if they get criticized, they get upset. If somebody shouts at them, they get upset. Or if they see something unsavory on the TV or in a movie, they might shed a tear about children or that have been orphaned or animals that have been badly treated. So they're very sensitive to those sort of situations and therefore can be very, very emotional. And emotional can be a word very synonymous with the whole idea of being sensitive to. Now, we can also be sensitive to change. Like my nose can be very sensitive at this time of the year when there's fresh pollen in the air or the trees are growing leaves or the new plants are out. And when you go out, you know, it's nice to breathe in deeply. But within a day or two, my eyes are watering, my nose is running and I'm sneezing a lot. So I'm very sensitive to the change in the climate, particularly in the spring into the early summer. So, yeah, that's about being sensitive in that way as well. So just to make sure we understand the difference between sensible, doing things without taking risk, sensitive, where our emotions sometimes might take over and we can be a little emotional about things, particularly about criticism. Assertive. So assertive, when you make your point, you make it clear and you stick to it and you're not going to be easily persuaded or easily moved. Competitive. Well, when you're competitive, it means you don't want to give in without a fight. Or if there's a game, you want to win. Or there's a challenge, you want to achieve it. Yeah. So competitive means you don't just participate just for the sake of it, or even just to have fun. So, you know, when we were growing up as kids, we were always competitive. Yeah, we always wanted to be the best. I grew up, and I still am, of course, I'm a twin, and we are identical twins. So we were very competitive. So if one did one thing, the other would want to do better. If one did better, the other one would want to be better again. So we were always in a competitive environment, whether our parents did it deliberately or not. I don't think they did. But, you know, if one did something, they would encourage the other one to do better the next time. So everything became competitive. The game of football, the game of cards, the game of Monopoly, whatever it might be, even the Easter, Christmas and summer exams at school also became competitive. So when you're always thinking as a challenge, you always want to be doing your best, or in fact winning, then you could be described as being competitive. Greedy. Greedy is when people want more than they really need. So this is a good adjective to describe people. Greedy is often referred to when we're talking about food, but it's not just about food. You know, so the child who wants the extra biscuit or two can be greedy. Don't be so greedy. Yeah, leave some for somebody else. So they just stuff another biscuit in there and they can hardly chew what they have. So they're being very greedy. But we can also be greedy as adults. We want more money. We want a bigger house. We want more responsibility. We want more promotion. All of these things. This is an air of greediness that has crept into society. So to be greedy is to want more than you actually need. Arrogant. Well, arrogant is when you walk around with an air of supremacy, or when you feel you are better than other people. You look down your nose at people and you let people know that you think you are better, that your qualifications are better, you do things better. Everything about you, you believe, is better than the other people. So you're somewhat arrogant approach. People don't usually like arrogant people, but they're in certain professions, it's often needed. Okay, so a little bit of arrogance is not such a bad thing to have. To me, if you think you're the best, and you believe you're the best, well, you actually can be. You know, if you look at some of these footballers, they can be a little bit arrogant. But the really good footballers, well, you can see why. You know, so Ronaldo might come across as a little bit arrogant. Why not? He's the best footballer in the world. Thick. Well, thick is a word that we use to describe somebody when they're a bit stupid. Ah, don't be so thick. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that child, he's thick at times. I just wonder, will we ever get through it? And will he ever understand simple mathematics? Okay, so thick is an adjective we use to describe people a little bit stupid, or don't understand something, or ask stupid questions. Ah, that's a thick question. That's a really stupid question to ask. Okay, so thick, meaning a little bit stupid. And thick is like thick as wood, yeah? So something really thick, meaning you can't get through. Not, is there anybody there? No, a little bit thick. Patronizing. So when we talk about patronizing, the meaning of patronizing is to treat somebody in a way that's patronizing, that you sound as if you're trying to be helpful, but in reality, you're just trying to show that you know better than they do. Okay, so somebody might say, oh, don't be so patronizing. So you might say, okay, let me help you, and I can show you how to do it. After all, I've been doing this for such a long time now, but you know, I'll show it to you, and if you need any help, I can show you again. So a real patronizing way to give somebody some help, rather than just say, oh yeah, if you need some help, give me a call. So when you're being patronizing, it's usually where you're trying to sound or seem as if you're helpful, but in reality, you're actually demonstrating that you are in some way superior to that person. So patronizing. So, and you'll often hear it in the expression, ah, I wish you weren't so patronizing. No, really, really, I could do it on my own. I don't need anybody else to help me. So patronizing. And then after patronizing, we have obnoxious. Now be careful here with the pronunciation. Obnoxious. Yeah, obnoxious. Obnoxious. You got a sh, yeah? Obnoxious. So when somebody is obnoxious, They're really not very pleasant people. Now, you can have an obnoxious smell, which is, whoa, terrible, terrible smell. You come in and there's a smell of, like, sulfur or something. That would be obnoxious. Or you come in and the cat's litter tray hasn't been cleaned out for 3 or 4 days. That would certainly be obnoxious. But when we're using this as an adjective to describe people, that's usually their habits or their behavior is somewhat obnoxious. Perhaps it's the language they use, that every second word is F this and F that. You say, oh, I really don't like that person. He's obnoxious. He's got no manners. He's rude. He doesn't, you know, close his mouth when he's eating. He drinks his water or beer so quickly, spills half it, and he dresses like a pig. He's obnoxious. So behavior, habits, they're all describe and define the person, and the adjective describes that person really well. Obnoxious, an obnoxious individual. Pretentious. Well, when somebody is pretentious, the meaning of it is that they are trying to appear more important than their position really is. Yes, so they're a little bit pretentious. So somebody who's perhaps a junior manager or not even a manager at all acts in a way that they might feel they are a manager, but they're being a little bit pretentious because they're not really in that position of seniority. Okay, so where they're trying to appear to be better or more important than they are, and we often hear this expression, a pretentious snob. Okay, so somebody trying to be really important, looking down the nose a little bit at people, a little bit like arrogant, yes, slightly like that, but somewhat pretentious. Okay, and then we have what we have. Oh yeah, ruthless. Yes, when somebody is ruthless, and we describe them as ruthless, it means they make decisions without any consideration for people's opinion. They're just interested in getting the job done, or they're getting whatever they want done. They don't take into consideration people's views or opinions. Let me give you an example. So a company is going through a bad time trading-wise. They've got 120 people, and the directors come down and talk to the CEO, and they tell him that we're going to have to go through some sort of a redundancy program. You're going to have to get rid of 30 people, and you're going to have to get rid of 30 people within the next month, otherwise we're going to have a serious problem. So the CEO goes off and thinks about it for a few days, has a look at the numbers, calls the staff together and tells them that we're going to have a redundancy program. It's going to be effective from the 1st of July, and I'll be writing to you next week and letting you know who has and hasn't a job. The people who will stay are those people who are most needed, and the people who will go are the people who are not needed. And that's a fact. There will be no discussion about it. So when the letters issue the week later, he has selected and has been very ruthless in his decision. So 30 people have been selected. No negotiation, no discussion. The terms have been offered for the redundancy program, but that's it. So it's not a question of whether you're his favorite or not. He is absolutely ruthless in his choice of those people who are going to be made redundant. So he doesn't care whether you've got two kids at college, whether you've got a big mortgage. He's making a decision in terms of the security and the long-term security of the business. So very, very ruthless, an absolute ruthless individual. And then finally, somebody down to earth. Well, when we describe somebody as down to earth, we mean he's very normal. He's very matter of fact. He's got no airs and graces. And he's somebody that he'll just say what he thinks straight out. Okay, so he'll be upfront. He'll be direct. He'll be very frank and honest. And we would describe him as down to earth. So what do you think of Patrick? Ah, he's a good guy. Like, when you get to know him, he's really good. I mean, he's not somebody who's got airs and graces. He's not pretentious in any way. In fact, if he doesn't like somebody or something, he will tell them or tell you about that. So he's really down to earth. Some people see that as a little bit too frank and being a little bit too honest. But, you know, it's better than the other way. At least you know where you are with him. He's real down to earth character. Okay, so as I said, we've got 12 adjectives. So let me just give them to you again on the list. Sensible, sensitive, and be careful. Those two words, they do get confused. Sensible and sensitive. Assertive. Competitive. Greedy. arrogant, thick, patronizing, obnoxious, and remember the pronunciation obnoxious, pretentious, and another one you have to be careful with the pronunciation, pretentious, ruthless, and then down to earth. So again, the two for the pronunciation there, obnoxious, pretentious. You got the same sound at the end, shus, obnoxious, pretentious. Okay? All right, so there's your list of advanced adjectives that we use to describe people. As always, I really appreciate you watching, listening, and understanding, hopefully, what I've said. You can try using some of those to describe people that you know. If you need any further examples, you can come back to me on www.englishlessonviaskype.com. Always happy to hear from you. And as always, join me again in the future for more of our advanced English lessons. This is Harry saying goodbye.